This is a song composed by a great devotee of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the name of Vasudev Ghosh, more commonly known as Vasu Ghosh. We are singing every evening in the Arati song. Sanjaya Mokunda Vasu Ghosh Adigai. So here in this song, Vasu Ghosh is mentioned as one of the principal singers when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being worshipped. And this Vasu Ghosh has also composed many, many songs in praise of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of which this particular song, which I just sang, is particularly well known. He sings that he's postulating that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, what would have happened? What would it have been like if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, and by his mercy, we're all able to chant Hare Krishna. By his mercy, we are able to at least enter upon the path of not only worshipping Krishna, but worshipping Krishna with Radharani. I don't know, yeah, that will be explained later in the song. But Vasugor says that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur, had not come, what would have happened? How could we have lived? How could we have maintained our lives in these bodies? In other words, what would have been the purpose of living? There would be no use. Achaitanya midam vishvam, yadi chaitanya ishvaram. That statement is there also by another great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabodhananda Saraswati. It's said that this whole universe, it is completely useless. It's without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya means, another meaning is life force. So this whole world is just like dead without him. And that is the feeling of a devotee. That without my Lord, Prananath, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself prayed that in the mood of Radharani, praying to Krishna, that he is our Prananath, he is the Lord of our life. Without him, our life is... there is no life. It's just like being a zombie. Everyone in this world, without knowledge of Krishna, without knowledge of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are living, but actually just like dead, because they have no spiritual life. They're simply living to maintain the body, and the body has no life. The body is simply dead. So it's life without life. Life without the real purpose or meaning of life. So Vasu Ghosh goes on to explain how life without Chaitanya, or life without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is not worth living, completely useless. What would have happened if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come? That Radhar Mahima Prema Rasa Shiva. That the glories of Srimati Radharani, who is the personification of the limit of love of God. She is herself the ultimate limit of love of God. But that limit means there's no limit. She's beyond any stage of love of God, of any other personality. Krishna has unlimited servitors. But among them, none is comparable to Srimati Radharani, who is the Mahabhava Sarupini. She is the personification of the highest level of love of Krishna. So, Radhar Mohima Prema Rasa Shima Jagate Janatoke. Who would have told this to the world if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come? There are many, Krishna himself personally came. And he enacted his pastimes. And that was recorded in Bhagavatam. But we don't have any mention of the name of Radharani directly in Bhagavatam. Only indirectly. Anayara Vito Nuna Bhagavan Ishvara Hari. Indirectly, it's stated that she is the best worshipper of Bhagavan Ishvara Hari Krishna. Not directly stated. So, even in some Puranas, in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, there's mention of Radharani. And of course, Bhagavatam is only describing Krishna. Those who can see, they will find that Krishna is not without Radharani. So Bhagavatam is describing Radharani. But who would have made this known to the world? Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and preached this. Even great acharyas, Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Vishnusami, Vallabhacharya, even Shankaracharya spoke of Krishna. Bhajagovindam, 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 Murhavate. You fools, what are you doing? Chant Hare Krishna, Shankaracharya told his followers. So there are many great devotees and even many incarnations of the Lord, Ram, Nrsimha, Varaha, Kurma, Ramanadev, so many incarnations of him. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke of the glories of Srimati Radharani. And even we'll find there's Nimbarka Sampradaya, Nimbaditya Sampradaya, who even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped Radha and Krishna. So they worship Radha and Krishna, but actually what is the quality of Radha's love for Krishna? And what are the, especially how to worship Krishna in separation? This was taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita charin chirat karunya avatiranam kulo samarpiyatam unatachvala rasa swabhakti shriyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave that which had never been given, or rather that which had not been given since he came in the previous day of Brahma, which, as far as we are concerned, that's never given. He came to give that topmost resplendent love of Krishna, love of himself, because he is Krishna. He is Radha Krishna combined. So Basu Ghosh goes to explain more, goes on to explain more, that Madhura Brinda Bipina Madhuri Prabhesha Chaturi Sha, that entrance into the beautiful, delightful groves of Vrindavan, the very sweet pastimes of Vrindavan, that is the essence of all intelligence or all endeavors, all intelligent endeavors. That is, in other, that is the topmost goal of life, we can say very simply. Varaja jubati bhavera bhakati shakati hoito ka. But that, who can enter into the pastimes of Vrindavan, that is under the jurisdiction of the gopis, who they can enter there due to the power of their very strong devotion to Krishna. But who has the power to describe that? Who has the power to give us entrance? Who has the authority to give us entrance to that? And that is not an ordinary thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought that. So, Vasu Ghosh goes on to exhort us. Gao gao punar gaurangera guna. What are the qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is his quality, his wonderful quality, that he is giving love of Krishna enriched with the feelings of gopis, especially Srimati Radharani. So Gau Gau Pura, repeat again and again, sing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarala Kariyaman, don't have it, means make your mind very simple. Don't be overcomplicated. In other words, if we try to understand who is Krishna, what are the pastimes of Krishna, with an analytic, rational, empiric method, no hope, no chance. We can understand, not that understanding of Krishna consciousness is simply sentimental. Philosophy is that actually we're talking such elevated topics. But in general, we have to study what is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, what Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita, how to apply that in our lives so that we can become freed from the lower modes of nature. Yeah, we can become freed from the enemies. Generally we think, this person is my enemy, that person is our enemy. But actually the real enemies, are the only enemies, are our own attachment to material sense gratification. Our only enemy is our misdirected mind, our uncontrolled mind. This is our real enemy. Otherwise no one can harm us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great associate, Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, but he was not defeated. He went on chanting Hare Krishna. So what harm actually can be done to anyone who is fixed in chanting Hare Krishna? They can't actually harm you. They may harm the body, but they can't actually do any harm to us, or people may slight us, slander us. They may try to harm us mentally by insulting us, but actually they may act as enemies. But actually, if we know that I have my relationship with Krishna, I'm not this body, I'm not the mind, then no one can actually harm us, because we know they can harm my body or they can attempt to harm my mind, but no one can spoil my relationship with Krishna. Only I can do, if I'm such a fool and a rascal. Therefore I myself am my only possibly, I am my only possible enemy. Udhareda atmana atmanam natmanam avasadiyat at atmaiva hi atmano bandhur atmaiva ripur atmana. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, one should elevate oneself by the mind and not degrade himself. That the mind can be our very best friend and our mind can be our very worst enemy. So the enemies generally are these, the mental processes which are detrimental to devotional service. They are listed as six, and they are our six enemies, which are Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, and madness, insanity, the insanity of forgetting Krishna. So as long as these are there in our heart, we can't understand Radha and Krishna. Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Madati, Avishta, Eshabna, Chare, Kiche, Pabe, Radha, Krishna. As long as we're engrossed in these lower thoughts, or these lower emotions, lust, greed, anger, these lower urges, then how is it possible for us to understand Radha and Krishna? It's not possible. So again, we see what is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in this age of Kali, everyone is most fallen. Everyone is a slave of lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, madness. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us the process to become purified and go forward towards this topmost level of love of Krishna, that which is shown by the gopis of Vrindavan. That process is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The first effect of which is Chaito Darpana Marjanam. It cleanses the heart. That is required. So we have to make the mind very simple. That means we don't become fools, but rather to become simple means to become intelligent. Because we are foolishly complicating our mind with so much useless information and useless thoughts which do not help us to advance in Krishna consciousness. So making the mind simple means to very intelligently kick out all material attachments and kick out all kinds of useless mental gymnastics and speculations and simply surrender to Krishna. That's what being simple means. Mame kam sharanam raja, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Just surrender to me. So this love for Krishna which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach, that begins on the platform of surrender. As Prabhupada explained, therefore, that Prabhupada explained that therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings begin where Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita leave off. That's the beginning, actually. That's the end of Bhagavad Gita. Surrender to me. But that, on that platform, love of Krishna can develop. Of course, in the beginning we ask people, simply chant Hare Krishna, and then we explain all philosophy. So even chanting, that can come even before philosophy. But when we do chant Hare Krishna, we take it up seriously. We have to know that we have to control the mind and the senses, surrender to Krishna, and then on that platform we can have, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we can have entrance into the superlative platform of Krishna consciousness, that which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which leads to love of Radha and Krishna, or service to Radha and Krishna. Love means service. So, E Bhava Shagar, and I was singing, if you got, I was singing E Jagat, it was E Bhava Shagar, is actually the song. In this ocean of birth and death, E Mana Doyala, such a merciful person, Nadeki Evijan. If we examine every living being within the whole universe, which is a great ocean of birth and death, and even if we examine all the different avatars, we won't find anyone more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most merciful incarnation. Therefore, Vasu Ghosh is praying like this and examining his own condition in great humility. He says that Ami Goranga Valiya Nagiri Gonya Kimone Dharamonde. No, actually, I'm getting mixed up with the second man and this fourth man. Kimone Dharitamde. He says that I never chanted the name of Gauranga. He's all the time chanting the name of Gauranga. But in his humility, he feels that I never properly chanted. I never had any taste with this chanting. So he's saying that without this chanting of the name of Gauranga, how have I maintained my life? He's examining his own position. And typical of a great Mahabhagavat, topmost devotee, he's thinking himself most fallen. So he says, I never chanted the name of Gauranga. How am I maintaining this body without any love for him? He says, I think that Brahma, the creator, he has made my heart out of stone. Yes, most people's heart, of course that is made of some blood and some muscle and all this kind of thing. But heart, that also means not exactly the physical heart, but what are our feelings. Therefore we say, stone-hearted. Someone is stone-hearted. That's also said in Sanskrit. Tadashvasaram hridayam hridayam. Stone-hearted. If one is stone-hearted, then he cannot feel any love. Someone who is stone-hearted, they're very merciless and cruel. So Vasu Ghosh is saying that I think that I don't have any love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I think that Lord Brahma, he has created my heart, made it out of stone. He's saying like that. He's actually most soft-hearted because he's full of love of Krishna. But in this is the amazing characteristic of love of Krishna, that one who has got it thinks I don't have any love for one who has got love for Krishna thinks I don't have any love for Krishna. And others who go around advertising, hear me everybody, I am a great devotee. Someone who advertises like that, we can understand that actually doesn't have any love for Krishna, because one who has love for Krishna, he doesn't advertise, I am a great devotee. He thinks, I am the most fallen. So this is a very wonderful song. There are so many wonderful songs which devotees have composed in love of Krishna, because this is the natural characteristic of a devotee, that they like to do kirtan. Kirtan means glorification of the Lord. So kirtan flows naturally from the tongue and from the heart of the Lord. And all kirtan is summarized in the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All the different moods of devotion to Krishna, from the most neophyte to the most advanced, everything is there in the Hare Krishna Mantra. So most important is to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But devotees, there are so many different expressions of love of Krishna, and so many instructive songs which they have composed to express these moods of love of Krishna, and also to give instructions to devotees. There are so many songs. So these wonderful songs, they are a very important part of our Vaishnav culture. So we can learn at least some of the songs. We can't learn them all, because there are unlimited songs in love of Krishna. There's a very nice collection in the song book. We have the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas. So I think last time I was here, I was asking you to... I sang that song, Parama Karana Pahum Duija. That's in our song book. So I was asking you that sometimes you can sing this song for the pleasure of Sri Sri Gaunitaya, or so mercifully appeared here. They're the most merciful incarnations. So you can please sing some of these songs. That will be very helpful for us to advance in Krishna consciousness, and very pleasing to the Lord, in whose praise they are composed by great devotees. So this is our process. Kirtan. Let us glorify the Lord in various ways. Glorify Him by preaching this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, distributing these books. Last time I was here, there was a party of devotees from Hungary. So they're still here. So that's very wonderful. Glorifying Krishna by distributing the books of His great empowered devotee, Srila Prabhupada, which is giving knowledge of Krishna to the world. So that is kirtan. Even that is considered Brihat Madanga Kirtan, very big kirtan. There's also chanting the holy names within the temple, in our homes, and in the streets of Coventry. You are here in Coventry. So your service is to make every jiva in Coventry, including the worms in the ground, make them Krishna conscious. That is your service. You have a lot of service to do. So one method to help all the jivas become Krishna conscious is to go everywhere and chant. They can't all chant. The worms in the ground, they can't chant Hare Krishna. They're not as fortunate as you. But if you go and chant, then they can hear. And then in their next life, they'll join in the kirtan party, because they'll get a human body. And they can join. So you have to chant in public also. And chanting here in the temple, these different Vaishnava bhajans and Maha Mantra. The glories here, we can see, are very enthusiastic for chanting. So please go on chanting the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This will purify ourselves and purify whoever else hears. Hare Krishna. I didn't speak very long because it's quite late, maybe not so late for you, but I have to go back to London.
Today is a festival program, so time is...
Time for you is...
I'm lost today.
Yes. I'm off to London and then off to Galway tomorrow. Who's heard of Galway?
I mean,
it's in Ireland, yeah. Very nice place for preaching. People are very enthusiastic to take the message of Krishna consciousness there. So,
shall we invite some questions?
Yes, any questions, please?
Anybody any questions? Would like to bond with Maharaj while he's here? Ask some questions. Anybody? Go on, then.
Yeah,
please. Please, go. No, that's one more.
One more kirtan.
All right, do you have song books here?
I was going to have you pass
the song books around. You have song sheets?
Yeah, that's...
All right, let's say...
That's one we have.
You have this? One only sheet?
No,
have many of these?
One of the sheets.
Okay, why don't you pass this around? Okay. And I'll sing. This is a very good song.
You know the ones first? Yeah? And find more, they're all mixed up. Nadiya Prajame Dhamna Mahajam
Patiyate Namahata Jivera Karam. You know this song? I'll have the song. So we can sing this song, the first line of which, the first verse of which I just sung. It's a very short song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but in it, actually in 2.5 verses, there's all the philosophy and all the teachings of Krishna consciousness. In short, I mean, all the philosophy, we have so many books. So many big books. So the philosophy is vast and unlimited. But the essence of the philosophy is here in 2.5 of the 4 verses of this song. Did you pass them out there?
It's being done. Over there also?
Alright, well, I'll explain the song then. While you're passing it around. So, Nadiya Godrome Nityananda Mahajan Pati Ache Namahata Jibera Karam. So, this says that in Nadiya, which means broadly, that refers, well, now we have Nadiya district, but actually Nadiya refers to Navadvip. So one of the dweeps, the 9 islands of Navadvip is Godruma Dweep, Godru. So in this place, Nityananda Prabhu, who is here referred to as a Mahajan, or great personality, which he certainly is, Pati Ache Namahata. So, hatta means market, and patiache means he spread out, means in a marketplace, traditional marketplace, people, they spread out the, it's just on the floor, it's not with a sophisticated shopping center, but you simply spread out some cloth and you put whatever you have to sell there. Whether it's some, whatever it is, some carrots, some honey, some tools. Actually, people didn't used to sell carrots. I mean, they you grow your own food, but things like that. So maybe some honey, some forest herbs, some utensils. These are the things which are sold. So it said to open up a marketplace means you. It said that you spread it out. But this one is not exactly goods, but nama, the marketplace of the holy name, in which the goods are given in exchange of faith. The price to pay, there's no physical price, but you have to be faithful. And then you get the goods, which is the holy name. So it's a whole analogy. Pati ache nama hatta jibera karam. For the sake of the fallen souls, Nityananda has spread out this nama hatta, or opened it out. It's not in that. It's only in the song sheet. So song sheets only. Do we have enough song sheets for everyone to see?
We have.
So everyone, please, if you don't have one in your hand, look over someone's shoulder. It's considered rude in England to do that, right? But anyway, it's allowed in Vaishnava culture. It's considered rude in English culture to put your elbows on the table as you eat your roast beef also. So we don't follow this English culture. So the next line, Shodhavanjanhe, he's got Come, all you faithful people. Those of you who are faithless, don't come here. We'll go to you and chant Hare Krishna and make you faithful. But if you have faith, come, come. Shraddha Vanjan, calling out to the faithful people, come. Prabhu Ragye Bhai Magi E Bhikkha Bolo Krishna Bhaja Krishna Karo Krishna Shikha. This is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear brother, that you should, on his order, we are begging some bhikkha, some donation from you. So you come to a marketplace, and if you go to a marketplace, there are usually some beggars there. So the beggars are begging on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Beggar means the sannyasi. Those kind of beggars don't go to marketplaces. Sannyasi, Nityananda is begging. What is he begging? Please chant Hare Krishna. This we are begging from you. Not only that, worship Krishna. And not only that, study Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is our request. Aparadashanna haye laha Krishna naam. Being free from offenses, take the name of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Krishna. Why should we chant Hare Krishna? Because Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Krishna is our mother, Krishna is our father, and he is the very treasure of our lives. Krishna Shamsara Karo Chari Anacha. This is not just written here, Chadi. It's actually Chari, not Chadi, Chari. Should have a dot underneath the D. So, instead of living a materialistic way of family life, you live at home and make your life centered on Krishna. That's all. But give up wrong way of sinful life. Live a pure. You can stay at home, but live a simple and pure life. And understanding that the essence of all religion is to be merciful to the living beings and to chant the holy name. That means we should chant Hare Krishna at home and, being merciful to living beings, go out and spread the holy name to others. So this is the essence of this song. It's very, got a very vast purport. The essence and the words are very, very simple. Short, sweet, and full of, and beautiful, and full of the essence of all instructions. Very nice song by Bhakti Rao Thakur. Hare Krishna. So I'd like to make an announcement here. Advertisement, you could say. Transcendental advertisement. That my main service in Srila Prabhupada's service is writing books, which is also kirtan, glorifying Krishna in the process of devotional service. So I'd also like to distribute these books. I have a few of them here. I'd like to present them. Some of you may have taken previously. I think many of you last time I was here took this Vamsidas Babaji, the biography, brief biography of an extraordinary Vaishnava saint. This is my memories of Srila Prabhupada, because usually devotees ask, you saw Prabhupada, please tell me. So here it's in here. And some other topics also. This is a summary of the whole story is there of Lord Ram, Ramayana, in simple English, which is readable even by children, that's also relishable for adults. And this is a message to the youth of India. I know you don't like to use the word India, but for those people who don't know the word Bharat, we have here a message to the youth of India, which is based on Prabhupada's instructions. And what else? Anything else? And Hindi mein ek pustak hai. Ingreji mein bhi hai, lekin hamare paas nahi hai. from home, yeah.
We have.
In stock for selling.
Yeah, English version.
Oh, so please bring it.
We
have. I have one book which is how to actually practice Krishna consciousness at home. It's called The Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. You have some copies here. Or Hindi may be in Yahi Pustak. Krishna Bhavanamrit Prabodhini. Ek Vyavaharik Mardashika.
And that's all that's left, huh?
Alright, so these books are here. We're asking for a donation of £1 for the small books, £2 for this, and £5 for this, if you'd kindly like to donate them.
Gujarati Ramayana is mm-hmm.
finished. We should bring some home.
Yes.
Yeah, Gujarati we had, but they finished, whatever stock we had was finished in Nasta. It's coming in Hindi also. Hopefully by the end of the year that will be printed in Hindi also. So we should discuss actually about getting stock of this here. Out of it. Anyway, that's another discussion. And that's for you.
So
to distribute. As